Now, Jill just mentioned the street cafe, and Tricia's one of the volunteers who works in the street cafe. And I just wonder if you could tell us what the street cafe is.
Well, the street cafe is the non-glamorous side. You know, we don't get the uniforms.
Oh, no cap.
No cap, no. Hmm. No, what we have to do is dress up in layers and layers and layers to keep warm, because we're out in Market Square under a gazebo, and just serving teas and coffees and soup and hot chocolate to anyone who wants it. And when they come out of the nightclubs and everything and it's freezing cold, they do want some tea and coffee and something to warm them up. So that's what we do.
And what time of day does this operate?
Well, we open it up about 11 o'clock at night, and we stay open till about 3:30. Yeah, we clear up about 3:30, and then head off home.
And how often do you do that?
I do that once a month.
Once a month?
Yeah. I think I wouldn't want to do it more than that. Some of them do. Some of them do it nearly every week. I don't know how they do it.
And the satisfaction comes from what?
I think I like to think that if my sons were in some town or village somewhere, you know, getting drunk and acting silly, that there'd be someone there keeping an eye on them and, you know, having a benevolent eye on them, just making sure that they were safe. So we get an awful lot of satisfaction from seeing these youngsters come over and just come and have a chat. I mean, okay, they've had some drinks, so they're quite happy to chat anyway, but they're very open with their views. They're not afraid to challenge us, but at the same time there's no animosity at all, and we can have a bunch of police standing there and a bunch of lads and girls come from the clubs, and they'll all just get on. It's a very unthreatening position. We get a lot out of it. It's fun. It's fun.
Well, thank you very much. And if people want to know more, you're happy for them to speak to you?
Oh, definitely. We always need more. There's usually about 3 or 4 of us there at the cafe at any one time. So it could be 1 or 2 serving the coffees and others just hanging around the area just to chat to people and invite them in. But yes, we're always welcome. Anyone who wants to come and volunteer.
And October, November, December would be interesting months to start, I guess.
It just make sure you've got lots of layers of clothes and either an electric blanket or a partner who's not afraid to have you come and snuggle in at 4 o'clock in the morning freezing cold. And you're not too afraid of hearing lots of swearing.
Well, thanks very much indeed. Thank you.